T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The other big story this morning, Joe Biden makes the announcement official. He's in for 2020. He released a video at about 6 o'clock this morning. Mark Remillard joining us now with more on this. Mark, Joe joins a very, very crowded field.
Yes, he becomes the 20th candidate for the Democrats. So you have a massive Democratic field already. But he enters already at the top of many pollings nationally and in Iowa, which would be the first caucus faced. And he enters as someone with possibly the longest and most distinguished political career of any of the candidates, as the former vice president and a senator from Delaware for many years. So he does have the name recognition to his credit. His video that he released this morning on social media announcing his campaign really didn't pull any punches. It waded right into the cultural debate that has been raging on in the U.S. He focused right in on the 2017 Charlottesville rallies, the violent white supremacy rallies there, hitting at President Trump, who said there were very fine people on both sides, and waded right into that cultural debate. And he, as he said in his video, he believes that the core values of America, the very democracy of America, is at stake, and that's why he says he's running in the race.
How is he launching this, and what's on his schedule right away?
He's got a busy schedule right away, although we will not see him in events or on the campaign trail, per se, for a few days. I believe he's going to appear tomorrow on, I think, GMA. He'll be on tomorrow doing his kind of first interview. But the first event he'll be holding will be in Pittsburgh on Monday, and then from there he swings through just a number of states he has on his calendar, many key states. I believe he's going to Carolina, Iowa, and others, and he's doing well in those states in early polling. Again, it's so early and there's such a wide field. You know, it's anybody's guess at this point where things turn out in, a year from now. But he enters the race in a strong position, although he faces a lot of challenges from his past record, from his time in public service, fundraising efforts, and really where the Democratic Party wants to go. His age is an issue. He's seen as a bipartisan moderate Democrat, but the Democratic Party has clearly started to favor some more liberal, further liberal politicians like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. So where does that leave Biden and all that? He faces some challenge, no doubt, even though he is such a recognizable name.
All right, that's Mark Remillard covering the launch of the Joe Biden campaign for the White House.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.